Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
My friends, have you ever experienced that? That unexplainable stirring in your soul? The silent call to wakefulness in the stillness of the night? Today, we'll explore reasons why God may be nudging you awake in the wee hours and how we can find purpose, comfort, and hope in these divine wake-up calls. So as usual, stay with me until the end and open your hearts to pray with me in the mighty name of Jesus. And do not forget to leave your comment with an amen. May God bless you and those around you. Beloved, let us delve deeper into the first reason why God may wake you up at 3 a.m. The idea of a sacred appointment with our Creator. In the silence of the night, as the world sleeps, God extends an invitation to commune with Him intimately. It's not a disruption. It's an opportunity to enter His presence and experience the fullness of His love. Picture this: the clock strikes 3, and a gentle nudge awakens your soul. You find yourself in the quiet cocoon of night, away from the hustle and bustle of the day. In these moments, God desires to draw you close, to share His heart with you, and to hear yours. Psalmist, in Psalm 63, 1, beautifully captures this sentiment. O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. At 3 a.m., when the noise of the world is hushed, God yearns for an undistracted communion with His children. It's an intimate appointment, a divine rendezvous where He longs to reveal His plans, pour out His grace, and assure you of His unchanging love. It's as if the Creator of the universe, in the stillness of the night, whispers, "Come closer, my child. I want to share the secrets of my heart with you." Consider the example of Jesus in Mark 1:35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, He departed and went out to a desolate place, and there He prayed. Even the Son of God recognized the significance of those quiet moments before dawn, a sacred time to connect with the Father. In those early hours, Jesus found strength, guidance, and a reaffirmation of His divine purpose. So, when God wakes you up at 3 a.m., view it as an invitation to step into the Holy of Holies, to lay bare your heart and to receive the treasures of His wisdom and love. It is in these moments of undisturbed connection that you will discover a profound sense of purpose, a reassurance of his presence, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. As we continue to explore the reasons why God might wake you up at 3 a.m., let's delve into the profound concept of prayerful intimacy. Picture the darkness surrounding you, the world peacefully asleep, and you in the quiet solitude, sensing the divine presence. It's in these moments that God invites you into a sacred dialogue, an intimacy of prayer that transcends the ordinary. In the hush of the night, when the distractions of the day have faded away, God beckons you to enter into a deeper communion with him. It's not just about presenting your requests. It's about opening your heart, bearing your soul, and allowing his peace to permeate every fiber of your being. Prayer at 3 a.m. is an invitation to a secret garden of the Spirit where you can speak freely, knowing that the Creator of the universe listens with undivided attention. Consider the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The early hours of the morning provide a sacred space for you to shut out the noise of the world. Close the door to external pressures and engage in a prayerful conversation with your Heavenly Father. In these moments, as you pour out your heart, fears, and dreams, you're met with the comforting presence of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul, in Romans 8:26, reminds us, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words."
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The stillness of the night becomes a canvas for the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf, articulating the depths of your soul before the throne of grace. God wakes you up at 3 a.m., not to burden you with sleeplessness, but to invite you into a sacred conversation where his love, wisdom, and guidance are freely given. It's a divine rendezvous where you can express your gratitude, seek his counsel, and surrender your concerns, finding solace in his unchanging promises. Dear brothers and sisters, now let us explore the profound notion of divine guidance and insight. In those still and solitary moments before dawn, when the world is wrapped in the embrace of silence, God often extends an invitation to share his insights, revelations, and guidance with you. Think about it. The clock strikes 3, and you find yourself awake. It's not a mere coincidence. It's a divine appointment for God to impart his wisdom and illuminate the path before you. In the quietude of the night, when the clamor of the day has subsided, your mind becomes a receptive vessel for the whispers of the Almighty. Consider the words of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. When God wakes you up at 3 a.m., it's an opportunity to surrender your plans, fears, and uncertainties, allowing Him to guide you with His infinite wisdom. In those early morning hours, the Holy Spirit may bring to your attention profound insights, solutions to challenges, or a deep understanding of His Word. It's as if God is saying, "I have treasures to share with you." Come and receive the guidance that only I can provide. Think back to the patriarchs of the Bible. Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph all received divine guidance in the quiet moments of the night. God spoke to them in dreams, visions, and whispers, providing clarity for their journeys. Similarly, in the silence of the night, God may be unveiling His plans for your life, answering the questions that have lingered in your heart, and granting you a glimpse into the purpose He has designed for you. When God wakes you up at 3 a.m., pay attention to the thoughts that cross your mind, the scriptures that resonate in your heart, and the still, small voice that speaks to your spirit. It might be the answer to a prayer, the solution to a problem, or a reassurance that you are not alone in your journey. Beloved, as we continue to unravel the reasons why God may wake you up at 3 a.m., let us explore the profound concept of engaging in spiritual warfare. In the quiet depths of the night, when the world slumbers, God may be rousing you for a purpose greater than yourself, a call to intercede, to stand in the gap, and to participate in the battles fought in the spiritual realm. The Apostle Paul, in Ephesians 6:12, reminds us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm." At 3 a.m., a critical juncture in the night, God may be nudging you to join Him on the front lines of spiritual warfare. Imagine the darkness as a battlefield, and you, awakened by divine prompting, as a soldier equipped with the armor of God. Your prayers become potent weapons, your declarations a powerful force against the schemes of the enemy. God wakes you up, not to instill fear, but to empower you, reminding you that you are part of a heavenly army with a victorious commander. In these early morning hours, God may unveil specific individuals, situations, or regions that require your intercession. It's a call to lift up your loved ones, your community, and the world in prayer. The burdens you feel at 3 a.m. may not be your own, but rather a reflection of the spiritual battles unfolding beyond the veil of the scene. Consider the example of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the solitude of the night, Jesus fervently prayed, knowing that He was about to face the ultimate spiritual battle on the cross. While we may not be facing the same magnitude of sacrifice, God may be waking you up to participate in smaller battles that collectively contribute to the advancement of His kingdom. When God wakes you up at 3 a.m., take it as a divine call to put on the full armor of God, as outlined in Ephesians 6:13-18. Engage in spiritual warfare with confidence, knowing that your prayers have the power to break chains, dispel darkness, and usher in God's light. Dear brothers and sisters, let us now explore the reason 5 why God might wake you up at 3 a.m. The preparation for a new season. In the quiet stillness of the night, God often orchestrates moments of awakening to ready our hearts and spirits for the shifts and changes that lie ahead. Life, like nature, moves in seasons. Seasons of growth, of change, and of blessing. And just as the farmer tills the soil before planting seeds, God may be using the early hours of the morning to prepare the fertile ground of your heart for the new season he has ordained. Think about the symbolism of 3 a.m., a time when the old day has ended and a new one is on the horizon. God, the divine orchestrator of time, might be waking you up to signify the end of one chapter and the beginning of another. It's a sacred moment of transition, a bridge between what was and what is to come. Consider the biblical account of Joseph. In the quiet of the night, through dreams and visions, God revealed to Joseph the new season that awaited him, a season of authority, provision, and redemption. Likewise, at 3 a.m., God may be preparing you for a season of breakthrough, growth, or a manifestation of his promises. In these early morning awakenings, you may find yourself reflecting on your current circumstances, questioning your purpose, or feeling a sense of anticipation. God may be gently nudging you to release the old, embrace the lessons learned, and make room for the blessings and opportunities he has in store. It's a divine reset, an opportunity for introspection and alignment with God's timing. Psalm 35 declares, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. The night, with its challenges and uncertainties, gives way to the morning, a new season marked by the favor and joy of the Lord." As God wakes you up at 3 a.m., let your heart be open to his leading. Seek his guidance for the steps to take and trust that he is preparing you for the blessings that await in the dawn of the new season. Embrace the process, for in the divine economy of time, every moment is purposeful and every season is a testament to God's faithfulness. Dear brothers and sisters, when God wakes you up at 3 a.m., it's not a coincidence. It's a divine appointment. Embrace it with open hearts and open minds. Let us be a people who respond to his call with faith, knowing that he who wakes us up is the same God who holds our past, present, and future. May these moments of divine awakening bring you peace, purpose, and a deeper connection with the one who loves you unconditionally. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Heavenly Father, creator of the universe and sustainer of our lives, we come before you with open hearts and humble spirits, recognizing your greatness and sovereignty. In this moment of collective need, we lift our voices in unity, seeking your presence and power to touch the lives of those who earnestly call upon your name. Lord, our world is filled with challenges, uncertainties, and moments that test our strength. Yet, in the midst of it all, we find solace in the assurance that you are a God who hears, a God who cares, and a God who answers prayers. Your word reminds us in Jeremiah 29:12, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." Father, we bring before you the burdens that weigh heavy on our hearts, the concerns for our loved ones, the challenges we face, and the global issues that touch the lives of many. We ask for your wisdom to navigate the complexities of life, your healing touch for those who are sick, and your comfort for those who are grieving. Lord, we pray for unity among nations, peace in places of conflict, and justice where there is oppression. We lift up leaders around the world, asking for your guidance and discernment in their decision-making. May your love and mercy permeate every corner of our world, bringing about transformation and reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke fear, anxiety, and despair, knowing that your perfect love casts out all fear. Replace our anxieties with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and fill our hearts with a renewed sense of hope and purpose. Lord, we ask for your provision for those facing financial struggles, your strength for those feeling weak, and your healing for those who are physically, emotionally, or spiritually broken. Pour out your grace in abundance and let your light shine in the darkest corners of our lives. Father, we thank you for the gift of prayer, the divine connection that allows us to commune with you. As we approach your throne of grace, we do so with gratitude, knowing that you are a God who delights in the prayers of your children. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift our hearts to you, knowing that your ears are attentive to the cries of your children. Today, we intercede for those who may feel forgotten or abandoned, for those who are facing battles that seem insurmountable, and for those who are searching for purpose and meaning in their lives. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention in situations that seem impossible. You are the God of miracles, and we trust in your power to turn circumstances around. We claim the promises of your word, where you declare in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." For those grappling with broken relationships, we pray for reconciliation and restoration. Pour out your love and forgiveness, mend wounded hearts, and bring healing to fractured families and friendships. Let the power of your love overcome bitterness and resentment, replacing it with compassion and understanding. Lord, for those who feel lost or purposeless, we ask that you reveal your plans for their lives. Remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, created for a unique purpose that only they can fulfill. Illuminate their paths with the light of your truth, guiding them into the fullness of your will. We lift up those who are suffering in silence, battling inner struggles that may go unnoticed by others. You, O God, are the healer of hearts and minds. Bring comfort to the brokenhearted, peace to the anxious, and strength to the weary. In this moment of prayer, we also express gratitude for the blessings that surround us. Thank you for the gift of life, for the love of family and friends, and for your unending grace that sustains us each day. Help us to cultivate hearts of gratitude, even in the midst of challenges. Lord, may this prayer be a catalyst for transformation in our lives and the lives of those we encounter. As we journey through this day, may we walk in the confidence of your promises, knowing that your presence goes before us and your love surrounds us. We offer this prayer with faith, trusting that you are at work in ways beyond our understanding. To you be the glory, honor, and praise, now and forever. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.